Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this Galganov.com broadcast, because this is Galganov on the radio. It's on the internet. There's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. This is the first audio editorial that I'm doing in years. I used to do quite a few of them, and they were quite popular. But they take a lot of work. They're hard to do. And as I've said repeatedly, I don't read from a script. I don't even use speaking points. I just speak from my heart and my mind. And whatever comes out, comes out. Whatever I say is said. And I'm not a professional at doing this, although I used to have a radio show in Montreal that was extremely popular. So maybe I am a bit of a professional, but I never spoke from notes. I never packaged the shows that I did in such a way that they became more or less commercialized. As a matter of fact, when I first went on the air in Montreal, the program director came up to me, because he knew I had no broadcast experience whatsoever other than giving interviews to the media. And he said to me, he says, I want you to read this, because after you do, you'll know everything that you have to know about being a broadcaster, being a radio talk show host. And he handed me this big, thick book. Now, he used to teach, maybe he still does, I doubt it, though, but he used to teach radio broadcasting at Concordia University in Montreal, and that was part of his after-hours gig, and this is what he taught. So he gave me this book. I looked at it. This was in the station, and I gave him the book back, and I said, if I have to read this to know how to broadcast, then I think you can get anyone off the street who's capable of reading, and they could become broadcasters too, but I don't think that's why you asked me to do the morning show, and later on it became the high noon show. So anyways, I haven't changed the way that I do things. I haven't changed the way that I think about doing things, and I'm not about to change now. So the editorial today is all about, well, it's about the 50 rhinos who are violently opposed to Donald Trump becoming the president of the United States of America. And, you know, you have to sort of ask yourself, why the hell do these people, why are they so upset with the prospect that a Republican, or maybe he's not a Republican, maybe he's just one of you and me, well, why are they so upset that this guy might become the president of the United States of America, knowing what kind of a real bad actor Hillary Clinton is? I mean, there's no question that she lies. She lies like a rug. There's no question that she steals between her daughter, and Bill Clinton with their Clinton Foundation. God knows how much they've raped the United States of America for, through gifts and all kinds of special donations and circumstances given to other countries and other international bad actors. I mean, God knows how they've sold out America. We know that she, you know, something as simple as getting off an airplane in Bosnia, she lied about that. She said she came under sniper fire. Well, we know that there was no sniper fire whatsoever, because there's all kinds of videos that show that she just walked off the plane and she received a bouquet of flowers from a young woman, a young Bosnian girl. So we know she lied about that. We know that she lied about the video. Again, there's no question about this Benghazi video. There's absolutely no question. She not only lied to the parents of the fallen heroes of Benghazi, but she lied to the American people, and she lied to everybody. And then there's this thing with her emails. Well, she lied to Congress. Now, that's a charge that can put her behind bars, but no one seems to be going after her. Why not? Did she lie to the FBI? I don't know. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't, because the FBI didn't record the meetings. How can the FBI have meetings and not have records? Written records, audio records, video records, no records whatsoever. So we don't know if she lied to the FBI, but we do know 100% that she lied to Congress. Now, let's forget about Congress, because as far as I'm concerned, they're not special people. You're special. The people, the United States of America, the American citizens, the voters, the people who pay for everything that happens in the country are the special people, and she lied to you, to all of you. She lied about Well, everything has to do with her emails. And God knows how many people she jeopardized in doing so. And maybe we'll never know. And maybe this guy in Iran who was just hung was hung because of her. But we'll never know. And how are we supposed to find out? So I'm looking at these 50 rhinos who were so opposed to Hillary Clinton. I mean, I'm sorry, so opposed to Trump that they might support Hillary Clinton. I'm flabbergasted by this, but I shouldn't be, because it seems to me that the only difference between the Democrats and the Republicans is which lobbyists they hire and who they pay off. None of them are for the American people. They get into politics. Well, maybe some of them get into politics with good intentions. But the bottom line is, once they're there, they're corrupted. Once they're there, they're not in there for you. They're not in there for the people. They're in there for themselves. Like people like Harry Reid and so many others, they went into Congress, whether it's the Senate or the House. They didn't have any money or not any money really to speak of. But they leave there mega millionaires. How does this happen? I don't understand this. I really don't understand how this happens. Because you're spending all your time serving the people. Well, I've served the people a lot. No one's ever paid me. I've gone to court. I've fought. I've done all kinds of stuff. I live with armed bodyguards because I stood up for the people. And, well, believe me, I'm not rich. I struggle like everybody else, you know. It's you know, that's the way it is, except if you happen to be a politician or a bureaucrat or a public sector worker, then you're made in the shade. So I could sort of understand why the 50 rhinos are really upset, because, well, when it comes right down to it, Trump is crapping all over their parade. He's going to take away the privileges that they, A, haven't earned, they don't deserve, and they shouldn't have. And, well, I can understand. Now here comes Hillary Clinton. I love this. Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump is Donald Trump, and no matter how they try to spin it, what they try to say, how they try to repackage him, they can't help Donald Trump because that's who he is. Well, how refreshing is that? Having a politician that they can't bend, they can't mold. So I've already discussed how crooked Hillary Clinton is, to quote Trump. We know that. We know that she's a liar, she's a thief, she's a cheat. God knows what else she is. We know that she has no moral principle, no moral fiber whatsoever, because any woman I know who would be totally aware of her husband's philandering, maybe rape, certainly abuse of women, and would still stick with him and in public hug him and hold hands, well, this is somebody that really, well, you can't trust a person like that. You know she'll do and say whatever needs to be done and said just to win. So here she is. She's crapping all over Trump because Trump is who he says he is, and he can't help himself. That's who he is. Now, how refreshing is that? Wouldn't that make you want to just go out there and vote for Trump because he's the real deal? And because he's going to stand up, or he is standing up to the rhinos? And as Trump says very often, why do I care what these people say? Because these are the people who put America in the horrible position America is already in. So why would I care about what they say, and why would I want their endorsement? To me, having these 50, 500, 5,000 Republicans who are rhinos, who would come up and stand against Trump, to me, that's a huge victory for Trump. He can turn around and say, I'm nothing like them, I'm not part of their world, and once I win, their world is over. Now, that to me is really, really refreshing. And the latest scandal, of course, is with the Second Amendment. I heard what Trump said about Second Amendment people who would not stand to lose their rights to bear arms. I heard it. After hearing various reports and reading various reports in the media, and they're all a little bit different, saying how Trump threatened Hillary Clinton and how Trump threatened the judges that Hillary Clinton might appoint if she becomes the president, well, none of that's true. It's just not true. And for everybody who doesn't know, and I'm sure that 99% of the people who listen to this broadcast do know, that the Second Amendment isn't about the right to hunt. It's not about the right to protect yourself from your neighbor, although that's a spinoff. The Second Amendment is very clear. It was put into the Constitution to make sure that the government could not exceed its powers and cannot take away from the people what it doesn't deserve. The Second Amendment is there to scare the crap out of the government to stay on the straight and narrow. That's what it's all about. And in that case, Donald Trump is 100% right. And if the government tries to take away the Second Amendment, then the people have the right to resist. Now, he didn't say that, but I'm saying it. And not only that, take away the Second Amendment, you might as well take away the First Amendment and every other amendment as well. Because there's nothing that would scare the government into protecting your rights, all of your rights. So, that's my first editorial. I hope you like it. This is Galganov.com, Galganov on the radio, where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really ought to be. And if you liked it, please tell your friends and neighbors. And I'm going to try to do as many of these as I could. Again, they take a lot of time. They take a lot of work. I'm not great at it, but I try really hard. And I'm going to try to keep them all at around 10 minutes. This editorial is just going to be under 12 minutes. Anyways, until the next one, have a great day.